Well, happy Sabbath, everyone. Do you still have your hairdo you started when you left the house this morning? Wow, it's windy out there today. I hope everybody fared okay last night with the high winds. I was beginning to wonder if our house would still be there. But thankfully, we're here. I really appreciate the last hymn Mr. Parsley led. That's a very encouraging hymn. I like the words of that quite a bit, so I appreciate you leading that, Ben. Well, how many of you have heard of the Hail Mary? Almost everybody's heard of that. I'm not talking about the football term, although you've probably, that's where you think of it. It's the desperate pass as your team might be down and you try to score the last desperate score before the game ends. But I'm talking about a prayer that is offered by most Catholics around this world. I'd like to read that to you. The Hail Mary goes like this. It says, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So it's a prayer that's actually recited by a little over a billion people around this earth, 1.3 exactly, according to Wikipedia. And it's actually part of a devotion called the Rosary. And if you do the whole Rosary, it involves 200 of these Hail Marys, about 20 of what they call Our Fathers, which is the Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6. And then interspersed with all that is some other devotionals and some additional things that are said, some other prayers. And when this is said, it's believed by the Catholic doctrine that a wreath is placed on the head of Mary, who is in heaven, when this Hail Mary is said. And so then to keep track of all these things, you have to wear beads. So they're like counting beads to try to help you through the 200 and the 20. I would get lost and confused, I think, if we had to do that. But I want to answer the question, should we pray to Mary? Should we pray to Mary? And I think you know the answer, and I'll say it very upfront. The answer is no, we should not pray to Mary. But I'd like to take some time today to go through why we should not pray to Mary. Why we don't pray to Mary. And that's important that we understand that. So let's first look at why do the Catholics pray to Mary? I'd like to read some comments from a couple of books from the Catholic faith. The first comes from a book called My Catholic Faith, and I'm quoting here. This is from Bishop Louis La Raviore, who writes, "We pay special honor to the Blessed Virgin because she is the Mother of God. And our mother. God has exalted her above all other creatures. Her intercession is more powerful with God than that of any other saint. No man refuses his mother a favor, so God does not refuse any request of Mary." That's a very interesting couple of sentences. And I would encourage you to maybe after today to take some time and go through. There's a couple very bold statements there that contradict the truth. I won't take the time here this morning. I don't have that time. But I would encourage you to go through that. Second statement I want to read is from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And again, this is quoting. "Taking up to heaven, she did not lay aside this saving office, but by her manifold intercession continues to bring us gifts of eternal salvation. Therefore, the Blessed Virgin is invoked in the Church under the titles of Advocate, Helper, Benefactress, and Mediatrix." It's a highfalutin term there. Mediatrix, it's a noun for mediator, another noun for mediator. So that's some interesting statements as well. But essentially, they believe that Mary is in heaven, was taken up into heaven before physical death. It's what they call the Assumption. And that's one of the dogmas or one of the main doctrines of the Catholic faith, taken up into heaven. And she continues to function as the Mother of God in heaven. And they're convinced that Christ, it's dutiful favor to request anything brought to her that she makes then of him. So we have a lot of different conflicts going on here. I'd like to take the time to explain why we don't go through this. You can reference Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 18, we won't read it, but there, in fact, Mary is called the Queen of Heaven, And when you look in Scripture, the Queen of Heaven was not a godly term, not at all. So why do we not pray to Mary? Well, point number one is Mary is not in heaven. Mary is not in heaven. The entire practice of praying to Mary is based on the premise that Mary is in heaven. Let's go over to John chapter 3 and verse 13. Very plain statement made here by Jesus Christ. The reason we're talking about this today is because in a couple of weeks, our world is going to celebrate a holiday that is based on the story when the angel came to visit Mary. A lot of what's extracted from that is where they get this doctrine of Mary being in heaven and that they should pray to Mary. The angel, to Mary, the statements that are referenced there in Luke chapter 1 and 2, I would encourage you to take the time to go through that story and understand why that particular holiday is not Christian. But let's look here at John chapter 3, verse 13. We're answering the question, should we pray to Mary? And the answer is no. And point number one is Mary is not in heaven. John 3 and verse 13, very plain statement by Jesus Christ. No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man. Very, very plain statement. Now you'll notice that I left off the last phrase there in that particular verse. Why is that? Well, most Bibles in the margin will tell you that it's not in the original text. So there should be a period before the phrase, who is in heaven. And that really makes the understanding very, very clear. Let's read it again. No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, right? Who left the throne of God, came in the flesh, lived a life in the flesh, was resurrected, and then ascended back into heaven to sit at the right hand of God. We can see those plain statements in the book of Hebrews and all that's covered there by the apostle Paul in that particular book. Mary was a true servant of God, but she died like the rest of humanity, and she sleeps in the grave. That's very, very clear. Point number two is that the Bible tells us to pray to the Father. Scripture tells us to pray to the Father. Let's go over to Matthew chapter 6. We know this particular section of Scripture very, very well. It's the model prayer. Matthew chapter 6, and let's start in verse 7. Jesus Christ says, when you pray, do not use vain repetitions, for as the heathen do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them. Your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. So we have direct teaching from Jesus Christ, and he says what? Our Father in heaven. So we pray to God the Father. How? Let's look down at verse we pray to God the Father through Jesus Christ. We always say in Jesus' name is how we conclude our prayers. So we go to the Father through Jesus Christ because Christ is the one interceding for us at the throne of God. When you look at Scripture, the prayer or praying is always to the Father. Always to the Father. There's not one example of anyone praying to a person or to Mary. It's always to the Father. Christ gives us the example here when he gives us the format and how we're to pray. So we're not praying to a saint, we're not praying to an individual, we're praying to the Father through Jesus Christ. We have one prayer, and we have one example. It's very, very clear. The third reason is that Jesus Christ is our mediator. Jesus Christ is our mediator. Let's go back to 1 Timothy chapter 2. It's important that we understand these things. There's not going to Mary, and then she goes to Jesus Christ. It doesn't work that way. 1 Timothy chapter 2, another Very plain statement. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. It says here, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Very, very simple statement. So when Christ was resurrected, returned back to the throne of the Father to sit there at his right hand, he was given what role? High priest and mediator. That's what Christ does today, sitting at the right hand of the Father. We know that from Hebrews. You can go through Hebrews chapter 6 and 7. It outlines it very, very well. And we pray to the Father through Jesus Christ. I do want to go back to Hebrews chapter 7, where it is outlined for us there. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25. So that we're clear on these things. Because a lot's going to be made in the next couple of weeks about Jesus Christ and what he does and those kind of things. His role, and it's completely mixed up from what the truth says in God's Word. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25, we're told here that Jesus Christ is our intercessor. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Very, very plain statement. Christ's role as the Son of God at God's right hand. Christ is the sole mediator between the Father and human beings. And yet we know that God is all-powerful and Christ is loving and kind. He is the advocate, right? He understands what it's like to have lived in the flesh. He can help God understand some of our prayers when we come to him. But we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. So if you were to walk into a cathedral, you might see numerous statues and paintings. You may see somebody at work that might have a picture of Mary. It depends on what the environment is there. And really, she's venerated. I would encourage you to take the time and prove to yourself the falseness of the dogmas, as they're called, that are related to Mary within the Catholic faith. We need to understand God's truth and what he teaches. Because what we find in Scripture is the emphasis on the work of Jesus Christ, the intercession that he makes on our behalf. There's absolutely no hint of us having the need or to pray to Mary. She was a godly woman that God chose. He selected her to bring forth the Son, his Son, Jesus Christ, in the flesh. Someday it'll be nice to understand, know why and the reasons he selected, but we don't know at the moment. But God did, for a purpose. She lived her life as a very faithful individual, and she did bear the birth and the life of Jesus Christ. She had other children after she birthed Jesus Christ. So that's an interesting study in itself as well. And she watched Jesus Christ die on the stake there the day that he was crucified. So it's an interesting study. I thought it would be very important for us to go through it as we lead up to what's coming in the next few weeks. And I hope you have found it very helpful to know why we do not pray to Mary.